Welcome to News Tribune on Tap. I'm Gary Castor, managing editor at the Jefferson City News Tribune and host of News Tribune on Tap, a weekly conversation about news and issues in Jefferson City that matter to you.
Today's special guest is Leanne Perello, cultural arts specialist with the Jefferson City Parks, Recreation, and Forestry Department, as well as an organizer for Porch Fest, which is coming this Sunday. Hello, Leanne.
Hey, how are you today?
Doing well, doing well. So we're doing this podcast virtually, so we're doing it by phone, and we appreciate Leanne taking a few minutes out of her time to talk about Porch Fest. So Leanne, remind us as to how Porch Fest came about and what it was like pre-pandemic, whatever that world was back there.
Yeah, no, I'd love to tell you a lot about it. You know, Porch Fest is near and dear to a lot of people's hearts, and so it's just a really fun organic festival. And so Porch Fest is a nationwide event, and it actually originally started in Ithaca, New York. And Porch Fest basically is a big cultural arts festival where they introduce all kinds of art mediums, and they want to bring people to areas of town to bring light to revitalization in those areas. So that's kind of where it started, was to get people to come to these areas of their town and their city, highlight it with cultural arts events, musicians, poets, visual artists, and then basically, you know, people will come kind of see these neighborhoods. So Porch Fest is, if you go to the national website, it's really cool. You can kind of see that all the cities that participate. And so that was something we really wanted to do here in Jefferson City. It wasn't, you know, one locally close to us is actually in Kansas City. So Kansas City is the only other city in Missouri that's doing it. But that's kind of where we started it. We had actually heard from it about the Kansas City ones. We kind of looked into it, thought it was a really great event. And since we had so much local talent in Jefferson, as well as kind of so many historic neighborhoods, and then, of course, Capitol Avenue going through its revitalization process. So it only made sense that we brought it to Jefferson City. So that's kind of where the whole idea began to stem was from, like I said, Kansas City doing their event and then looking more into it and seeing, wow, this is a nationwide thing and we want to be a part of it.
Okay. So this is centered around the Capitol Avenue area there. How long ago, when did this begin, remind me?
So this will be our third year doing Porch Fest, and correct, it started on Capitol Avenue with Avenue HQ before the tornado hit. Avenue HQ was a huge and still is a big supporter of the arts in Jefferson City, and that was kind of like our hub for Porch Fest, where artists could check in there. And so with the revitalization of Capitol Avenue, it being the capital city and just being a beautiful historic street, we just wanted to highlight that, especially with all the kind of the cool homes and all the porches. So it only, you know, made sense to really start it on Capitol Avenue. And so that was really fun. And then the one thing that we knew we wanted to, because the whole purpose of Porch Fest was to, you know, bring light to other neighborhoods as well. Our spring Porch Fest, we do two a year, and we always do it the first weekend in May in the spring, and that one is always on Capitol Avenue. And then we also do a fall one, which is the first weekend in October, which is usually in a neighborhood. And so that's kind of fun that we get to do two different ones every year.
Okay. So for those who maybe haven't participated in it, the basic idea is you can walk down the street, go up the porches, listen to musicians or see artists at work? Is that the idea behind it?
Yeah, and so what's really great about it is it's such a diverse event and festival. So just like you said, it's on a street. And so what we do is we partner with the residents, the community residents, or the commercial buildings. They offer their porches. And then what we do is we place artists in different time slots all up and down the porches. And so basically, we have an artist going about every hour. So we do normally pre-pandemic, it would be 1 to 4, the entire event. So 1 to 2, 2 to 3, 3 to 4. You could find a new artist on every single porch. And what was great is it was an acoustic only event, which means no electric. So really it was a very intimate, personal, and you could see, you could go to any porch, maybe you'll hear blues, maybe you'll hear country, you know, you'll just go to every porch and find something different.
Yeah, how fun. So due to COVID this last spring, you mentioned the spring Porch Fest, it was held virtually with the idea that we would return to an in-person Porch Fest potentially in the fall.
Correct.
So how did the spring virtual Porch Fest go?
You know, I felt like it was a great success, you know, for many reasons. You know, no one wanted to go virtual. You know, we all kind of got forced into this new world of, you know, being at home, being away from everyone, and just really worrying about everyone's safety. So with the Spring Porch Fest, you know, we decided to go virtual last minute just because of that concern. And, you know, we had a really good outpour of really excitement. We had about 15 artists, 10 to 15 artists that submitted videos. We extended our virtual Porch Fest a little bit longer. So it's 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. That way we could really add more content. Also, a different part of it was it's shorter. So, for example, like I said, with the in-person Porch Fest, you have about an hour-long set. With virtual, we've had to scale it down to about 15 minutes just to make it worth. You know, we don't want people, you know, engaged in their computer for 8 hours, you know, just watching one event. So that was something that we really had to take into consideration is how long, you know, does one want to sit there? And then two, you know, as well as just make sure it's a variety. So like I said, that was the really big first hurdle, was really scaling it down in the sense of performances, but scaling it up in the sense of accessibility, as well as what we maybe could add to it as well.
Okay. So as with anything, when you, the first time you are put in the situation of doing an event or introducing a product, you kind of learn from your mistakes. So
Yeah. What
are some lessons you learned from that's going to help shape this one that's coming up Sunday?
You know, a big one, I would say the biggest takeaway was time. You know, with the spring one, we really decided last minute to go virtual because we didn't want to not have one. So, you know, virtual was a last minute option. And so, you know, we weren't able to, let's say, get as much content maybe as we would have liked just because of timing matters. So with this fall Porch Fest, we knew pretty early we were going virtual just because of the state of everything. And so with that, we wanted to make sure the artists had ample amount of time. And because we were able to provide that, we've had almost triple the entries of videos as we did in the spring one, as well as it gave us a little bit more freedom and time to get creative by adding actually new art categories that we may not have been able to have in person.
Okay. So we'll talk about some of those new art categories here in a minute. So, but kind of walk us through. So let's say it's Sunday morning and I'm getting ready to, I want to participate in this. How is it going to work? What do I need to do to be able to participate and view what's being offered?
That's a great question. So all of it, of course, being virtual, is going to be on the computer or your cell phone. It actually will work on either one. So everything is actually going to be filtering through our Facebook, which is www.facebook.com/PorchFestJCMO. Right when you find it, PorchFestJCMO, you'll find our logo. It says we're going virtual. So people will go to that Facebook, and then starting in the morning, basically every 10 to 15 minutes on our Facebook page, we will be making a post about basically every artist. So every artist is going to have a time slot. And so what you'll do is you'll go to our Facebook, and you can tune in, and like I said, every 10 to 15 minutes, there's going to be a new post with a new artist. That post is going to have bios, it's going to have pictures, it's going to have links to their music, their websites, all kinds of information where you can see an abundance of their work. But for Porch Fest specifically, we will be including a link to YouTube for our channel. We have a Porch Fest JCMO YouTube channel, and so that is what people will be actually viewing the performances on, is through the YouTube platform. But because we want to make sure we added all those kind of fun additives like the pictures and the bios, all of it will be in one post on Facebook. So really they can kind of hang out on our Facebook page, or if they want to jump over to YouTube, those videos will be released every 10 to 15 minutes on our YouTube channel as well. So really you can go to each one. I know a lot of our viewers sometimes, you know, they'll put the YouTube on the TV, so that way they can actually watch them on like a larger version. So
right.
It's kind of cool to see how people have adapted. But YouTube and Facebook will be our main platforms for people to tune in and be able to experience that.
Okay. And it sounds as if it would be something that's archived then. So if, you know, let's say I have a family event going on, I can't participate, I could come back to it and enjoy it at another time through those venues.
Yeah, that's the one, you know, that's one of the really great positives of the virtual platform is you're 100% correct. You know, this is completely flexible to your life and your time, and you can tune in live with us, or you can definitely come back. All of those YouTube links will be active. Once they hit the live on their time slot, they will forever be accessible. And then as well as the Facebook, we'll be doing some live Facebook videos during the event. And what's cool about that is even if you don't catch them live, you can come back and watch those as well.
Yeah. Well, another benefit too, the weather. Doesn't matter if it rains, right?
Yeah, we've had unfortunately one Porch Fest that rained out on us, and you know, we called it maybe only half an hour to an hour, you know, before, and we were, you know, it was beautiful weather, and we were so worried, and then it hit, and so you never know, but yeah, no weather is going to stop Porch Fest this time when it's on a virtual platform.
Well, there we go. So let's talk about some of those acts and performances that I might see as a viewer on Sunday.
So normally on a normal, you would see a lot of visual artists, poets, musicians mainly. With the virtual Porch Fest, we added some new kind of categories. So you'll be able to see people from culinary arts, literary arts, music, dance, visual arts, performance, some education for children and adults, as well as we're doing kind of like a little mini public art tour of Jefferson City. So we have such a wide variety where you're going to kind of find a little of everything in these within these categories.
Okay. The culinary arts really intrigue me. What kind of presentation will they be presenting?
You know, and what's great about the culinary arts is we have a couple of different varieties. You know, so one big one, too, that really adapted and people wouldn't necessarily think of it right away is our food trucks. You know, we always have our food trucks at our event, and, you know, their category is a food truck. You have food truck Friday, you have food truck, but, you know, to us, that's still culinary arts. And so you're going to find some of our actual food trucks that participate with us in person, submitting videos on some of their in-house of, you know, how to build a taco or maybe, you know, different barbecues, burritos, things like that. So they're going to kind of talk about their process and give shout outs, you know, because they can't be with us in person. And so we want to still support them. And then what's also cool is we've invited some personal chefs around Jefferson City as well to submit some videos. You know, we looked at the restaurants like High Rise Bakery, Chef Anton, he's there, you know, and so we kind of left it really open. It could be a food truck, it could be a personal chef, it could be a home baker, it could be, you know, we just kind of left it open because we want to see what people creatively come up with within these categories because art is just an interpretation. And so, you know, we left it completely open for, like, let's say, culinary arts to see kind of what we get since it's so new.
All right. So I'm presuming you've gotten to screen much of this ahead of it. So what's the one or two acts that we definitely want to catch?
So yeah, you are correct.
The insider information in here.
The insider, yeah. And you're right. I screen all of them. You know, we just want to make sure that it's exactly what we hope the community and they get something for it, as well as it's a family-friendly event, you know, so for all ages. So, you know, going through, I would say one of my, I'm going to talk about a visual artist because I'm a visual artist myself. Okay. I love painting and, so Lena Forrester, she's joined us before in person as well as virtual. She's a visual artist. She's a watercolorist. She just puts these together these really awesome tutorial videos. She takes you through her process. Because it's a kind of a sped up video, you get to see the entire maybe 8-hour painting in just 6 minutes. And it's really fun to watch. And so with watercolor, it's just how the paint is applied to the paper. I think the audience will really get a kick out of the video. It's whimsical, it's fun, and it's just really happy. So I really enjoyed watching that one. With some music, I'm going to give a shout out to a new participant this year, Ridicule and the Rapture. They're going to be joining us. They're a local band as well. Now, what's really cool about them is that normally they haven't been able to join us for in-person Porch Fest because of the acoustic. We make everyone kind of really break it down to acoustic only that way because the porches are so close and that way we're not interrupting other artists. And so with Ridicule and the Rapture, they have a lot of electric, specifically electric violin. And so this year we're super excited to have them join us to the fall event because since there is really no disturbance of the other artists, other bands that do electric are able to join us. So I was really excited to see their video because that's just not something we've normally had before. So I'm excited that they got to participate because of this new platform we had to kind of adapt to.
All right. Very good. So remind us again what time it's going to be running Sunday.
Yep, it's going to be 11 a.m. on Sunday morning to 4 p.m. And about, like I said, every 10 to 15 minutes, there will be a video posted.
All right, very good. Well, Leanne, thanks for joining us on NT on Tap. And thank you for all you do with Porch Fest.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me. We're really excited. Like I said, there's a little bit of something for everyone. So tune in and join us. I think you'll really enjoy it.
Thanks for listening. You can find News Tribune on tap at newstribune.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play.